The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
We are looking at an experience in beyond the extraordinary. And today we are looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 2, chapter 16, verse 9. Quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. I want to look at the key to making a difference. The key to making a difference. In the next 2 days, we are out of this seminar. And it's what we have learned so far in this past 28 days. We mark. We're not what we are doing today. We say something, or we'll tie up. For the night vigil that we are going to be having tomorrow, what we are going to be saying today is, what do I do with what I have heard so far? In 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, it said, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. To strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Everybody all over the world is saying the same thing. In other words, they are saying you should ignore the daily ups and downs. You should begin to commit to long term. You should begin to commit to long term. You should begin to commit to long term. Am I making myself clear? They say you should begin to commit. Listen, history shows that long term commitment pays off. Long-term commitment pays off. You know the funniest thing? The sad thing in this country or in life today, or in our society today, is that everything is speeding up. In fact, the microwave has already speed up the way you warm your food. And so you know what? Many people are reluctant to make long-term commitments. People are not, listen, for you to have a good marriage, you must have a long-term commitment. For you to become wealthy, you must have a long-term commitment towards wealth creation. For you to make any headway in life, there must be commitment. And the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord runneth to and fro and strengthens those who are fully committed to Him. In other words, He doesn't strengthen those who are half committed to Him. Listen. You can't go and meet somebody and say somebody is half dead. It's either the person is dead or alive. You can't say somebody is half married. It's either the person is married or not married at all. The tragic thing is that you cannot live life without making commitments. Nobody can live life without making commitment. Please follow my line of reasoning. Because today, nothing great ever happens without making commitments. Nothing great ever happens without making commitment. Some of the young men we have today, ask them why they don't want to marry. They don't want to make a long-term commitment. You say, will I now tie myself to one woman for the rest of my life? No. The way I'm going, I like it. At the age of 45. Some ladies would have been married at the age of 23. They said they still have long years ahead. So when the person that was serious came, they were afraid to make a long-term commitment. And now all around them are people that are not willing to even make short-term commitment, talk less of the long one. Nothing great happens without commitment. Nothing, listen. Many things that will affect your life is as a result of your commitment. And there are three profound things that commitments will have in your life. Three things that commitment will have in your life. Please, I want you to calm down. Take this note very well. Because everything we have done so far, studying the Word of God, listening to the voice of God, training your human spirit, trying to hear God, trying to pray, trying to do these things, it's going to take commitment. Oh, it's going to take commitment. It takes commitment for you to wake up in the morning to pray. It takes commitment for you to set out time to study the Word of God. It takes commitment for you to do anything in life. It takes commitment for you to form a habit. But what the Bible makes me to believe is that if I am committed to Him, He will strengthen me. I didn't hear you say a big amen. Amen. Your commitment will show your values. What you value most. What you are committed to will show your values. Many people are not committed to anything. Show me what you are committed to and I will show you what you value most. And you know the funniest thing? You can't love without making commitments. You can't love without making commitments. If you say you love God, what have you committed to Him? If you say you love Him, what have you committed to Him? If you say you love your wife, what have you committed to her? If you say you love your husband, what have you committed to? If you say that the Holy Spirit is your best friend. You know, it's easier to say Holy Spirit is my best friend. It's easier to say Holy Spirit is my senior partner in my business. Does the Holy Spirit really own your business? Or is He really your senior partner? Does God really own your business? It's going to show in the commitment you make. Show me your commitment and I will tell you what you will be in future. Spiritual maturity, you don't hear the voice of God. Even those people, you can ask them, people that have been in the faith for the past 30 years will always tell you that one way or the other they have missed the way God spoke to them. Even presently, they will miss it. But the only thing is that because they are committed to Him, they have been able to discern pattern. Spiritual maturity is not an event, it's a process. And how will you make you to become a spiritual giant are the commitments you make. There are some ladies now, if I tell them to do something, they might tell me they are sick, they are weak. But if I tell them that they are selling a new cloth just arrived from Belgium, new cloth just arrived from Italy, and the strength will come from nowhere. Am I making myself clear? There are some men here, the thought of to make money will make them to forget fellowship. Say, this is my business. I don't joke with it at all. I don't joke with my business at all. Nothing comes in my way, including their wife and their children. The rich man said to himself, I will tear my old bands. I will erect new ones. I will build new ones. And I will now say to my soul, and God said, no, the rest are your own, but your soul is not yours. Nowhere was he mentioned that he has children or even wife. Everything was me, myself, and I. Your commitment will shape your life. And that's what I've just said. Whatsoever you're committed will shape your character. Are you committed to gossip? There are some people, they can take bike here now when they hear that something is happening in Sapley Road. They have been sleeping, they just heard a phone call. It's happening, no? They will take a bike. All to go and look. So that they will be the first one to give the gist. Addicted to gisting. And this thing will shape your life, will shape your character. And the only thing that we are taking to heaven is our character. Not our money, not our shoes, not our clothes, not our material things, not the things, not even our career. What you are committed to will shape your life. What you are committed to will shape your life. Many people are committed to their progressive union. And so, even if there is no food to eat and they have a shrebi to buy, they prefer for the children to go hungry. Have you not seen some women? They will look like, when you look them from head to toe, they will look very fine. Their children, have you not seen it before? They look very fine, but they buy tokumbo. Second-hand clothes for their children. But from head to toe, they are glittering. Your commitment will shape your life. Your commitment will shape whether you will stand up at night when there is no light. You know, some of you, it's when there is light you pray. And the prayer, we don't even know how the prayer goes. When there is no light, say, thank God, Nepal did not give me light. God, you understand. and your commitment will determine your destiny. At the end of the day, our destiny is what we do after in eternity. What are you committed to? We show where you will spend eternity. There are some people, they are committed to trouble. When there is trouble, their adrenaline go up. They can put their shirt in the center of the road and begin to fight anything. Your commitment. Jesus said, what will a man give in exchange for his life? What will a man give in exchange for his life? The truth of the matter is that life does not leave room for vacuum. You are exchanging your life for something. Meet any person that is dying, they will tell you that most of their regret is that they refuse to spend time with their loved ones. That are deep in, they will live life again. They won't live life the way they lived it. Listen, today you exchange your life for something. And many of us are wasting our time. Anybody that is wasting our time is a time waster. He will soon end up in poverty and is destroying his future. One of the reasons that we have motor accidents in Nigeria is not blood sucking demons to some extent. Is that you are supposed to be in a place by 7:30. You wake up by 7:15. And you yourself, you spend 15 minutes in the bathroom. How many of you are like that? They spend 30 minutes in the bathroom. They will dance in the bathroom. They will sing. They are taking a bath. Everybody is waiting for them. I met a lady. She has different soap for everything. For her face, one soap. Her body, one soap. Her hand, one soap. She has it, this thing. If she enters the bedroom, the whole house is in trouble. So first of all, everybody needs to take their bath. Why? Listen, whatsoever you do, you exchange your life with it. Your money is your life. Listen, many people have just exchanged their life for God for these 30 days. But you know what? Many people cannot allocate 2 hours every day or 3 hours every day to be in fellowship like this and be taught on how to live life in this perilous time. That the word is saying there's a casting down. Meanwhile, it's a shaking. It's a plow of God to do what? To slow them down so that you can catch up and overtake. You know what they said in 1 Samuel chapter 30? It said, David inquired from the Lord, said, shall I pursue? And if I pursue, will I overtake? And God said, listen, they have attacked them for 3 days. You don't understand this thing. For 3 days, they attacked them and they have left before they came. And he said, pursue. The Bible says, and when the Egyptians were pursuing the people of God, as the Red Sea parted, the Bible says, and God began to slow down their will. I prophesy to somebody today, your enemies will not catch up with you. Yeah. And those things that you have missed, you shall overtake, you shall recover, and you shall overtake, you shall pursue, you shall overtake, and you will recover all. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. What are your commitments? What are you committed to? For God said in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, his eyes is running to and fro to strengthen those who are fully committed to him. To strengthen those who are fully committed to him. Many people are partly committed to him. And God will not only strengthen people who are part-time. There is no part-time minister. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. Jesus did not say, stroll with me. He said, follow me. In other words, be committed to me. Your commitment will show, will determine your destiny. Your destiny will not be destroyed. If you are killing time, you are committing suicide. And listen to me, every choice in life has a consequence. Every choice you are making has a consequence. The choices that people have made for these 28 days, why? They have chosen now that it is not only to read the word of God, you need to hear the voice. The word of God, the voice. Because listen, there are some things coded in scriptures. The Bible says to the word, it has been saying in mysteries, so that they will not understand. In the scriptures are coded words. You need the Holy Spirit to interpret those codes to you. And when those codes open to you, mysteries will be open to you. The letter killeth, but it's the Spirit that giveth life. Listen. Many people will say they have come for these 28 days and it seems as if nothing. No, it's a deposit to your future.
You have made a deliberate choice to make a deposit to your future. And very soon, I believe, in the month of February, in the month of March, and even to December, everything that you have learned, they will come in handy in the name of Jesus. And that's why Jesus was very clear about the cost of following him. He said in Luke chapter 14, verse 26, he said, if you want to be my followers, you must love me more than your own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Yes, more than your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. Do you know many people in church love their business more than God? They love their career more than him. They even love themselves. Listen, one of the things is, for the simplest thing is to destroy other idols from your life. But if you are the idol, it's very difficult. If you become the master of your life, that's why all this self-help book will bring you to destruction. He said, if you can think it, you can make it. It's a lie. It is the help of the Holy Spirit. It's the help of God that strengthens me to do the impossible. By my own strength shall no man prevail. By my strength, I can't prevail. By my strength, listen to me. If you annoy me, I can pull my shirt on the highway and fight you. I can pull my shirt in Ring Road. Me, I'm talking about. It's only the Holy Spirit working on the inside of me that is curtailing me, teaching me on the way to follow. My own human flesh can fail me. Three things you are contending with: the devil, the flesh, and the world. And these are the things trying to press you down. But listen to me. In Romans chapter 7, Apostle Paul said, there is a law that is operating, that is sin. And that law wants to keep you down. And that is called the law of sin and death. But he said in Romans chapter 8, I thank God, there is another anti-law called the law of the spirit of life that is supposed to push you up. And that law will operate in your life in 2009. Amen. Every law of subjection, every law of sin and death, every law that wants to put you down and not want to make you manifest, the law of the spirit of life and death of life will come in and break that yoke, and you will be liberated in the name of Jesus. How do I give God first place in my life? Four practical steps before we do some things tonight. Four practical steps before you do some things tonight. The Bible says in Psalm 5 verse 3, each morning I will look to you in heaven and lay my request before you. Each morning I will look to you in heaven and lay my request to you. David said in Psalm 121, I will look up to the hills wherein my help cometh. My help cometh from nobody but the Lord. The first thing is that you must give your first thoughts of the day to him. Do you know many people, they think, listen, thinking about money all the time is a sin. It's not good. Thinking about material possession all the time will soon bring you to... Listen, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and money. But you can use your money to serve God when you know that the God that owns everything is still on the throne. And he can provide for you more abundantly than you can ever ask or think. I believe this God. This God can change a pauper from in a twinkle of an eye to a millionaire, to a billion. I believe this God. This God is the one that spoiled Egypt in one day. This God. Egypt today have not recovered from that spoils. In one day, the Bible says he's the one that makes the diviners mad. That catches the crafty people in their own scheme. Is the one that uses the foolishness of this world to confound the wise. You don't understand this God. I mean, this God is the doer and the doer. Do you know many of us trust our business more than even God? And that's why your first thought that you wake up in the morning. Early in the morning will I wake up to seek his face. Early in the morning will I wake up to seek his face. Let me tell you what you need to do in the morning. Talk to God first before you talk to man. Many people know, they ask themselves, why are they feeling bad? In the morning you wake up, the first thing you turn is CNN. The next thing you turn, you watch home video. From home video, you enter your car, you listen to more bad news. The next thing you enter you enter the office, your colleague calls you, say, you don't hear what they happen for New Benin Market. Now so that they do in the evening when you are feeling bad, you are asking yourself, what do I do? Early in the morning, will I seek their face? Zig Ziglar said one thing. He said, I will read my Bible to know how men should behave. I will read your newspaper to know how actually they are actually behaving. Neither am I telling you not to read newspapers. Listen to me. Newspapers have helped even my prayer points that I need to pray concerning some things. There are some things going around in society today. Men are now impregnating their children. We used to hear it in white man's country. Now it has come into Africa. A man raped a 3-year-old baby to death. Show me what the thing is getting warm. And you know, these are the things that have held men captive. And this, if you know how to pray strategic prayer, warfare prayers, you'll be able to disentangle people from those bondages. And this thing you must understand. Every day in my life, as I wake up in the morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Father, I appreciate you. You are still on the throne. You have not vacated. And listen to me. How do you do this? An antidote to bad dream is for you to think the thoughts of God before you sleep. Have you not? How many of you used to go to the, you know, some songs? It has even crept into your prayer life. To the left, to the, you are now singing it in as you are worshiping God. Say, I will lift up his name higher. Oh, to the left, to the Why? You know why? You have already programmed that thing into your DNA. And so without even thinking, it comes out. And so when you want to sleep, and they say you are always having bad dreams, as you take a scripture, early in the morning will I wake up to seek your face. Instead of using blues music to sleep, use the speaking in tongues to carry yourself to sleep and see whether your atmosphere is not changed and see whether any demonic activity will take place around you. It will never come, and your brain will be clear, because in the night time he said it will open up mysteries and it will show it to men. The first thing you need to do, number two, the Bible says in Acts chapter 20 verse 7, on the first day of the week, the disciples came together. For you to, the next commitment you need to make is that you must give him the first day of every week. You must give him the first day of every week. I don't care what type of business you are doing. I don't care. To a large extent, there are some people, they can go to, they can be committed to anything, but when it comes to church, it reduces them. No. They say, no. My pastor can understand. Pastor can understand, but will God understand? You are not accountable to the pastor in the last day. On the last day, even the pastor is accountable for what he's done. You are accountable for yourself alone. That is the commitment you must make. First thought of the day. That's why you need your quiet time. My wife should have his own quiet time, separate from the family time. You yourself must have your own quiet time, separate from your wife's quiet time. Because two of you are two different individuals before him. He sees you as one, but each one of you have the way you are built, and you need to hear God for yourself. Listen, when even I want to take some decision, I need to ask my wife, what did you hear? Why? It is not my decision that should stand in the home. It is what God is saying that should stand in that home. I am just a steward to God. Steward to my wife, steward to my children, steward to that home. Because at the end of the day, when I stand before God, God will ask me, where is your wife? Where are your children? The people are deposited in your hand. Did you bring them with me, with you? Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Give him every day, first day of the week. The first day. The first day. The Bible says evening and the morning is the first day. In the Jewish calendar, the morning, a day starts by 6 p.m. A day will soon start in Israel. It will end the next day. So normally, the first day of the week, the New Testament Christian decided that their first day is on Sunday. So they give that first day to God. And that's why they decide to gather. Even unbelievers come to church on Sunday and talking brothers refuse to give God the first day of the week. And if you give God the first day of the week, he will take care of the remaining 6 days. The Bible says in Psalm 3 verse 9, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. The next thing you must do, the four practical ways, I've just spoken about one, two, and the three one. The third one, the first 10% of every of your paycheck, of every of your income, must be given to God. Giving your tithe to God is not trying to help Fem Foundation or any church. It's trying to help yourself. The Bible says, and Melchizedek blessed Abraham, and Abraham gave him the tithe of all. Hear me, and let me try to tell you. Giving your tithe to secure the future or living your dream is not tithing. It is charity. And anybody can do charitable work. But the Bible says, bring your tithe to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. You know why? I thank God for parachurch. I thank God for what we are doing in Secure the Future, Living Your Dreams. These are parachurch activities. But the main thing that God wants to use to solve the 21st century global problem is the church. And you give to the church or where you are drinking from. You give to the church or where you are drinking from. You give to the church or where you are drinking from. I thank God for charity. But charity will not replace your tithing. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 14:23, it said the purpose of tithing is to teach us to put God first in every area of our life. That is the purpose. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 16:2, he said we should ought to give our tithe on the first day of the week. Of the first day of the week. You need to make it a point of duty. So tithing is not giving to charity. And charity is not tithing. And that does not mean that you should not give to charitable causes. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the Bible says the tithe belongs to the Lord. The tithe belongs to the Lord. And he gave them clear ways on how to present their tithe to the priest and the house. In Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6, the Bible says in everything you do, put God first and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Crown your effort with success. Every decision you make, put him first. I mean every decision you are going to make, put him first. The first consideration in every decision. Many businesses have entered calamity. Many businesses entered calamity because they did not put God first. Then we are using their expertise to calculate it. And that's why Peter told Jesus in Luke chapter 5. He said, we have toiled all night. We have done our best. This is how we know how to fish. We have caught nothing. You, this young man, you used to be a carpenter. This is not carpentry. I thank God he realized revelation. And he said, at that word. If he had not recognized the King of Kings, you know what he would have done? He would have died in penury. Have you ever watched those men? I watched the MD of Lehman Brothers. He was talking with his face down. And they asked him, if you were to do it again, will you do it differently? He said, yes. Have you ever watched those directors of Enron? Enron, before they collapsed, Harvard Business School was using them as a case study. In 18 months, that business went under. A global business, AIG, the one of the globes that you wear, I don't want to mention their name because they will think I hate them, has said that they are pulling their name from the t-shirt. Crisis. Why? Because men are thinking that the decision that they make. You see, some people will say, hey, leave church. This is business. Have you heard it before? The Bible says the gold is mine. In Isaiah 47, it says, I, God, will lead you in the path to make profit. He knows where the profit is. He knows how to get it. He knows where things are hidden. And that's why, before you get married, when body is doing you shuku shuku shuku, separate yourself and ask him. The first place, the first consideration. Oh, the sister is praying in tongue. The brother is he loves God, because there are some brothers. There are two types of brothers. This one loves God, and this one just loves the Lord. There are two types. Say, how is the brother? I say, he just loves the Lord. Be careful. Does he love God, or he just loves the Lord? And listen, it's only going to take God to open you and show you the spirit of that woman or that man. A young girl came to meet the father. A young man was wrestling this girl, and they met the father, and the father said, let us pray. In the night, the girl had a dream of a brand new car parked but locked, and a dog was barking around the car, and he told the father and said, that settles it. That guy is a dog. That guy has come to violate you. How does God speak to you? If you don't understand how God speaks to you, when it comes to critical decision making, you cannot even hear his voice. In little things of just trying to obey his word, if you are not doing it, you cannot hear in some critical decision. There is nowhere written in scripture the name of my wife. Am I making sense? Is there anywhere written in scripture the type of business you will do? Is there anything written in scripture concerning the church you will belong to? There is nowhere. But listen to me. The God that created you, who has a general purpose for you, also has a specific purpose for you. And this purpose will not be defeated from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are some things that can dilute your commitment to God. You have to be careful this day. Many of us have been here for the past 28 days. You have not missed one. I thank God for you. But if you are not careful, that fire can go out. The Bible says, let the fire keep on burning on the altar. Let the fire keep on burning on the altar. In Mark 4:19, he said, the attractions of this world, the delights of wealth, the search for success and the lure of nice things come in and crowd out God. Talking about the parable of the sower. The attractions, all these are not bad things. Are they bad things? Listen, many of us are praying for breakthrough. God is not afraid to give you breakthrough. But one of the things is that in our commitment, most of the time, we get distracted. Number one, we get distracted. What do we get distracted in? Now you have graduated. You have a good job. Many people are not getting their good job. The truth of the matter is that that job now becomes God in your life. The attractions of this world, the delights of wealth, all these things not trying to get you out. You are praying to God. God has given you a nice husband. You are now worshipping the husband more than God. You are prayed. God has given you a child. I remember when God, by his mercy, opened up my wife's womb, and we got our child after 5 years. My wife, as every other woman, wanted to say, hey, this is my child. This is my child. I said, no. You are not a baby factory. It's time. Can I go on, my sweet wife? And in 2 months after she delivered, she started preaching. Why? Your purpose. Listen, God is not afraid to give you a child. There are more in heaven. Husbands, according to ancient man, go say, they are just there. Are you listening to me? The wealth of this world, the gold is mine, the silver is mine. He has it all in abundance. He's not afraid to give you, but he's afraid of your heart. How many people have gotten breakthrough and they are no longer in church? The attractions of this world. The deceitfulness of riches. They can bring down your commitment. They can bring, and listen, that's why sometimes he will just put a stud, you will fall. Because the way you are going, listen, I need somebody that will tell me, Otobe, Otito is okay, cool down, cool down. Match break small. You know what? Because I can overspeed and I will beat the speed limit. We can be carried away by ministry. As the ministry is going on, and somebody is not telling me, your wife is being neglected. Your child is being neglected. I've told myself, as God gives me time, I must do school runs. The church did not be, it's not the church that impregnated my wife. I did it myself. Listen, you can get so attracted as the ministry gets bigger and bigger and bigger and things are going on, you can decide not to be praying again. Because you have made projection, budgeting. You say, we have this so. And when this people give, you say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. No. They say, give me juice there. I'm telling you, when your business, we are talking about the 7 years of abundance now. When you begin to accumulate and things are happening, there is an overtaker's anointing upon you. And that is talking about in Amos chapter 9. It said, the plowman shall overtake the harvesters. And that one will happen in Firm Foundation this year. It will begin to happen this year. As the plowman begin to overtake the harvesters, the people that were already harvesting, you are starting now. And God will cause about to turn around. But my question is that, will you be distracted? Listen, don't let good things come in the way of the best things. The best thing is that for you to, your heart to be fully committed to Him. The good things, cars, all these are good things, but they are not the best. Bank account, they are good, but they are not the best things. They can become a snare to you. They can be a snare that will capture your soul. Am I making myself clear? They can be a snare that will capture your soul. Your soul shall escape today. You didn't hear what I said. I said your soul shall escape today. Yeah. The next thing that can happen is that you can become complacent. When I mean complacent, you can start living from the past glory. Say, when I used to pray, Kai! Don't be honest with when the years come. So, do you know? Listen to me. Hear me, firm builders. There is coming. Listen. In firm foundation, very soon, there shall be displacement, replacement, and substitution. Can I say something? And just said a prophetic word. There shall be displacement, replacement, and substitution. It's a big word. People that are in leadership position, and they shall be displaced. Others shall be replaced. Why? There shall be substitution. And I didn't hear somebody say, not be my head. The thing that you said, it cannot be done. When we're talking about complacency. Complacency is when you start living off your past commitment. He said, when I used to handle Sinaku, when I used to handle Sinaku, they know now, ask all these boys, I'm the one that groomed that one. That one, I may give up. Now, he threw my hand, he became born again. That one, this boy again, oh, oh, oh. He said, when we used to do intercessory now, we push it and pray. Breakthroughs everywhere. Listen, it's not about the former things. Have you ever seen where they recommended a former rich man? There is no way they will clap for a person, say, give him, he's the former champion. No, we are looking for current champion. And you will become that current champion. In the scheme of things, you become the current champion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say you will become the current champion. I say you will become the current champion. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 7, complacency entered the children of Israel after defeating Jericho. When they went to spy the city of Ai, he said, no, just few men, 3,000. Because sometimes you can think to a large extent that some temptations coming your way. Say, no, I can cope. They are warning you now. Say, I can cope. No, I have spiritual stamina. The Bible never said we should resist temptation. It's bad to say. It said resist the devil. The Bible says you should flee every form of appearance of evil. As he appear, it didn't say you should speak to it. It said flee. Are you listening to me? As the evil, you just say, I don't show. You say, you don't show. Me, I don't disappear. Am I making myself clear? Am I making myself clear? There are payoffs of commitment. In here, you will get great things. Am I making myself clear? There are great things that will happen. God can do great things to you. In eternity, you will have it. Here, you will have it. There are payoffs of commitment. There is no person that has been committed to his marriage and has not paid off. you see good children coming out of such marriages. There are no place, somebody that has been committed to doing a long-term investment. Long-term investment. There is no person, listen, if you spend 5 years, if you spend 5 years studying in an area, you become an expert. In 10 years' time, you become an authority in that field. But you know what? It's a daily. 2 hours every day studying a field for 5 years, you become an expert. For 10 years, you become an authority in that field. Do you want to be spiritually mature? You need to spend time studying the Word of God. Any person that has revelation, that knows scripture and has revelation, can never be stranded. No matter where the person finds himself. Even the person finds himself in a desert, help will come from anywhere. Especially when you understand the watches of the night. The watches of the night. This day, many people are going to the Jewish, because the Christianity, the root of Christianity is Judaism. You must understand what they mean when Jesus said, you can't even watch with me just for an hour. These are watches in the night. And in these watches, that is when heaven passed the curtain for angels to go to help man. I know of a reverend father that trained my wife. There is no day by 3 a.m. in the morning. And this is the morning watch. Very critical period. 3 to 6 a.m. This is when divine help comes. There are watches during the day. It only makes you understand that heavens will open up at that period. Angels will go on assignment at that period. The same watch when Zechariah was praying, an angel appeared. Listen, it was commitment. If he was not there that day, he wouldn't have seen the angel. Commitment. You think when we say pray by 12 midnight, from 12 midnight, let me not tell you some things. The first watch in the evening starts by 6 p.m. That's why you must not meet the all night tomorrow. In the all night, you will be blowing shofar, taking some prayer, dangerous prayer to the heavenlies, and commanding the heavens to open and angels begin to appear to you. Am I making myself clear? Angels will appear. I remember I was driving to Warri one day, and all of a sudden I got a flat tire in the middle of the road near Musoga. And somebody just came from a bike and said, "Can I help you?" He helped me change the tire. I said, "I should give you." He said, "No." He took his bike and disappeared. I've not seen him again. Help will locate you this year. Ah, you didn't hear what I said. I said, help will locate you this year. Help will locate you this year. Everyone that has attended this seminar, as this seminar is about to end, the end of a matter is better than the beginning. The end of a matter is better than the beginning. The help of God will locate you this year. You will experience beyond the extraordinary this year. If you believe it, shout a big amen. He said, "My soul has been escaped, has escaped from the snare of the fowler." I don't know what has captured your soul. Many of you, you open scripture, scripture is no longer open to you. You open it and it seems as if you are taking Volume 5. When you open your mouth to pray, it's as if it's dry. Heavens have closed to you. Today I prophesy with my two knees on the floor. Scripture shall open to you. Your soul shall be escaped from that place where they kept it. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth, looking for those to strengthen, those that are fully committed to Him. Ah! Your commitment shall not be in vain. I say your commitment shall not be in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Exodus chapter 30 verse 12. Look at it clearly. I came with my own ransom. What is a ransom? When you kidnap it, when they kidnap, all this kidnap, what do they tell the people to bring? Ransom. Huh? Listen, my grandfather, six wife, my grandmother said because of the beating they beat her, she entered Igedu from Benin to Lagos. You don't know that you enter Igedu from Benin to Lagos. The thing there, my blood. In other words, I can just corner my wife and give her briefly one head boot. It's in the DNA. See, ransom. There are some things that they have put your life, they have dedicated. That's why they explain Bible to you. They tell you come to church. Today you come. Tomorrow your commitment to him is haphazard. Your soul has been captured. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. What if the soul has been captured? We have entered the prophetic dimension right now. The Bible says in Exodus 30 verse 12. It says, when thou takest the sum of the children. In other words, it says, when you count them after their number, then thou shalt give every man a ransom. Then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. Plague shall not near your dwelling place this year. I said, no plague, no disease shall near your dwelling place this year. He said, when you are coming to the Lord, this is talking about the feast that they come in, the Feast of Tabernacles that was celebrated in October. He said, when you come, every man should bring a ransom for his soul. Every man. The Bible says, and God breathed upon man, and man became what? A living soul. There are some things that are happening in your life that today is not supposed to be happening. But the soul has been captured. Listen, if you have gone for more than two, three deliverance, stop it. How many? We do deliverance here. How many can you go? You need to start rejecting and ransoming your soul. The devil is moving about seeking to. Demonic activity is going around. But you know what can help you? It's when you walk and have a sweet partnership with the Holy Spirit. That wakes you up in the middle of the night and say, I sense danger here right now. Begin to do some things. Apostle Lawrence Achudume came from a home that 9 wives delivered for one man. But today his marriage is as sweet as ever. He has ransomed his soul. From the part of that country, of the country, Nigeria, he came from, that part. If you have one wife, you are a bachelor. He has ransomed his soul. I prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice. Your father started businesses before. It blossomed all of a sudden. It went under. Your own will not be like that. Amen. I say your own will not be like that. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Out of 16 children from my grandfather, my father is the only graduate. Some of you came like that. Your academics is neither straight nor forward. Book not the degree they enter your brain. They divide the brain and put it not enter. The soul has been captured. Are you here today? We will be walking according to the watches in the night tomorrow. And as the watch dawns, we will proclaim some things into the atmosphere. Into the heavens. The Bible says, and when the rain wanted to fall during the 40 days, it said the heavens opened. The waters under the knee, they came forth. I pray for you. The breakthrough that will come upon you this year, the heavens shall open. The underground waters will pour forth, and they will bring in your promotion in the name of Jesus. Where is the God, Lord God of Elijah, and the waters parted? And Joshua prayed in the valley of Ajalon and said, let the moon stand, let the sun stand. I prophesy to you, in the year of experience beyond the extraordinary, the elemental forces are bound to you. Laws of nature shall be bypassed for God to promote you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your commitment to this God that we serve. Listen, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of firm foundation that we serve, the God that created the universe, the Alpha and the Omega,
I mean the El Shaddai. I mean the God who is and who was, who is and is to come. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forevermore. That same God is about to step into your situation today and make a difference in your life. They have mocked you for too long. The prophets, they stood aside and begin to mock. They began to mock Elisha. But when God dropped the anointing upon him, the double portion of the spirit of Elijah, and when he came from Jordan and the Jordan parted before him, I prophesied to somebody under the sound of my voice, I don't know the Jordan that will stand on your way after this seminar, and you will open your mouth, and I prophesy to every Jordan that is standing on your way towards your promised land, they shall be divided hither and thither in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that wants to stand in your way this year, those that are fully committed to him, I prophesy to your life and destiny, your business shall not be stranded this year, your life shall not be stranded this year, the work of your hands shall not be stranded this year. If you believe it, shout a good amen. 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 I hear this one in my spirit. Your locks that have been stolen. The Bible says they caught the head of Samson where his strength was. Every lock of your head that the enemy has stolen, that the enemy has stolen, your strength that they have stolen, they shall be replaced today. They shall grow again. 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 Hear me and hear me well. There is a lock on your business. There is a lock in your finances. There is a lock for your life. There is a lock for the work of your hands. Everywhere they have been caught by the enemy. Everywhere they have been shortchanged by the enemy. The Almighty God that arise to favor Zion is still alive. The Almighty God that brought them out from Egypt is still alive. The God that took them through the wilderness is still alive. That same God is about to do a new thing in your life. Everywhere your strength has gone, your strength has failed you, you shall receive strength again in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I just spoke to somebody right now under the sound of my voice. The lock of your marriage that had been caught, the lock of your marriage that had been caught, that head that has been caught, today I come against every force, every power that want to tear down your marriage. They shall not see the light of the day in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want to give a soulish blessing to somebody. My soul is about to bless somebody. I am standing in the realms of heaven, and I want to plant heaven into somebody's life. Everywhere that hell has been ruling in your life, everywhere hell has been ruling in your destiny, everywhere hell has been ruling in your life and destiny, today I prophesy with my mouth wide open, and I plant heavens in your life. I plant heavens in your business. I plant heaven in your marriage. I plant heavens in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. 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 Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every Delilah that has been programmed to the life of young men here to distract you, to make you complacent, I prophesy to your life and destiny. You shall move on this year. The Lord shall carry you on his wings. You will not be dissuaded this year. Everything that want to make you distracted, that's the laws of wealth, the the attractions of this world that want to distract you from serving God. The Almighty God is bringing his hand from heaven today to pick you out of the miry clay and set your feet on a solid rock to stay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I feel a strange anointing in this place right now. Anointing to break every yoke. Every yoke of calamity upon your head that the enemy has sponsored against you. Every hunter in your life that the enemy has sponsored against you to hunt your life. Every Nimrod as a hunter to hunt your destiny. Every strange woman sent from the pits of hell to hunt your destiny, to hunt your marriage, to hunt your business. They shall see you no more. 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 The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them in your business this year. Everywhere the enemy is rushing to attack you, is rushing to kill you, is rushing to bring you down, to bring down your career, to bring down your relationship, to bring down your marriage, to bring down your life, to make them to enter the grave. Every grave that has been dug for you this year, I command them to seal up. 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 Every of your treasure that the grave has swallowed, every of your treasure that the earth has swallowed, I prophesy to this earth. Oh earth, oh earth, oh earth, hear my voice. Every of the treasure, the grave shall open up and they shall give you your possession. In the name of Jesus. 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 Everywhere they said that your life will come to naught, that they want to make you a mincemeat, that they want to destroy you, the Lord God shall arise. He shall arise. He shall arise. Wherever they plant it in the deep, the Almighty God is there. Wherever they plant it on the tree, the Almighty God is there. Wherever they plant the programming on the earth, the Almighty God is there. The Lord shall arise and favor shall come your way this year. Somebody say favor. 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 Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.